And we're recording. All right, like, so what was the hold up, child? The hold up for me recording my intro, I did record it many a goddamn takes. When it came out, the final cut, you could just barely hear me. So, because the mic wasn't close to my face, I guess. I don't know. But yeah. I was supposed to originally release the intro June 23rd, but that didn't happen. So now I'm back doing it once again. This is like my 50th take. I don't know. I may be over exaggerating. So yeah. But good afternoon. Good afternoon. What the fuck? I don't know. How do I introduce myself? I still never thought about that. But yeah, this will be my first podcast. I'm new to this, so like, cut me some slack when y'all hear this. This is pre-recorded. So yeah, but my podcast reality check, it was always an idea. Probably would have stayed an idea if I didn't have, you know, the encouragement, the uplifting words, pretty much the support. If I didn't feel like I could do this, if I didn't believe in myself, this would still have been an idea. See that? Mm-mm. But yeah, it was always an idea. And I said it would have stayed an idea because usually when I come up with ideas like this, I be like, all right, this is what I'm about to do. I'm about to do this. I'm about to get into it. Then, like a week later, I was just playing. So, yeah. Usually, my ideas never leave the file in my head. Pretty much, my ideas don't come to reality. If that makes sense. And this is the first time that I'm actually moving forward with an idea of mine. Child. So, doing this, y'all wish me luck, LOL. But as many of y'all may not know me, and if you do know me, what's up, what it do? My name Hakeem. I don't know if y'all know me from social media. Most of y'all probably don't. Because then again, I don't really care to be known. I just want to do what I love, you know, if that makes sense. I don't know. But yeah, my name Hakeem. Some of y'all may know me from social media as Stunnatella, period. Yeah, like I was saying, I'm starting a podcast, my first ever podcast, my first and ever podcast by myself. And at first, I wasn't going to do it by myself because I always, you know, I was thinking like my first intro, my first time doing this, I thought that I would need a person to interview me. And, you know, took some time to think about it. And I was like, well, if I have the personality, if I know how to keep a conversation, then I don't really need anybody by my side, you know, guiding me or whatever. So, yeah, Anyways, yeah, I'm from New Orleans, as y'all can tell from, by my voice. I don't know if I have an accent. Do I have an accent to y'all? I don't know. To me, it don't sound like it. But, yeah, I'm from New Orleans, born and raised. 21. What else? Like, what else should I include? Like, does my work life matter? Does my career matter? I don't know. But anyways, if y'all care to know, I don't know. This is my first time, y'all, so I don't really know how this go. I am a medical assistant. I do work in a hospital. Which hospital? I'm not going to disclose that because, you know, I don't want, you know, the possibilities of people popping up at my job, you know, maybe. I don't know. But yeah, first never podcast. Out of New Orleans, 21. Nothing really about me is exciting. The only thing that's exciting right now is me doing this podcast, I think. I would like to think that. Oh, also, you know, I like to think that I'm, you know, a pretty, you know, funny person. I think that I'm funny. I think I'm funny. Well, my trauma seems to be funny. My trauma seems to be very, what's the word? I guess I can make jokes out of my trauma that makes me funny. I don't know. I don't know. When you're traumatized, yeah. Also, you know, I'm a pretty, you know, positive person. I'm sure that you could tell by my voice, or I don't know. But yeah, I'm positive. I like to think that I'm positive, you know. I'm a very intriguing person. Like, for people that know me, they know how I am as a person. I'm not really big on, you know, social media. You know, I stay to myself. And honestly, this whole COVID pandemic thing has turned me into a true introvert. I don't know what it is. I don't know where it came from. I don't know how it started. But I'm just staying inside. Like, that's all I like to do now. Staying inside is me. Isn't that weird? I don't know. Well, it's not weird. Well, from what everybody else says these days, everybody's weird, you know? Don't you think? Well, look at that. 333 on the screen. Look at that. The angels is talking to me, child. Let me stop, because I don't want y'all to think, you know, I'm one of them spiritual people. They be like, oh, look at the angel numbers. Yeah, no, I'm not like that. I just seem to randomly catch these numbers, you know? But yeah, besides that, this podcast really is just to, I don't know, y'all. This is my first time. This is just the intro. So, you know, like, really, this whole thing, don't really, I don't know. I wouldn't say don't take it serious, because I'm taking this serious. I don't know what to say. This is nerve-wracking. I don't know. But yeah, honestly, I keep saying honestly. Y'all, don't mind me. My first time, I'm nervous. I have the energy, clearly. But the words, I don't have. So, you know, bear with me. But yeah, this podcast, at first, I was just joking, honestly. And I keep, once again, honestly. Y'all, however many times I say honestly, count them. And whatever the outcome is, I guess that's how much I'll catch up everybody. We'll see. But yeah, this podcast, once again, at the fucking beginning of explaining myself about this shit, I want to do it. I like to do it. Am I here to stay doing this? I like to think so. So, with that being said, you know, make room. You know? Yeah. But this podcast, I was one day, you know, on YouTube watching vlogs, whatever, and watching video recorded podcasts. And I was like, well, maybe this is something that I could do. And also, when I was first, you know, just, you know, bringing this up, about to get it started, I was like, you know, I could name it High Tea. Once again, I was just joking. I was just joking, y'all. Don't laugh at me. I was going to name it High Tea. Why? Because, you know, I'm pretty much sure that you guys, you know, comprehended High Tea. I was going to, you know, have a blunt, get high, and talk about some tea. Talk about some shit that's going on in the world, you know? And I was like, I bought it to my brother one day, and I was like, I'm thinking about maybe doing a podcast. And he was like, okay, fuck with that. I'm like, you for real? He was like, yeah, I think you should really do it. You got the personality for it. You got the voice for it. Do it. Move forward with it. I'm like, okay, like, you're not just saying it, right? Just to, you know, boost my ego, right? I'm like, no, you should really do it. I'm like, shit. All right, then, say less. So, yeah. The more I got serious about it, I've changed the name, because the name at first, that was really childish, fucking High Tea. What was I thinking? And I always sit back and think about, like, what the fuck was I thinking? I don't know. But now we're here to reality check. And yes, that's the name of this podcast, reality check, okay? Reality check. Like I said, we're here to stay. So make room, LOL. Don't take that as a conceited kind of energy. No, I'm just really excited. Sorry, y'all. But yeah, right now, really, reality check. It's the intention right now to encourage people and to be even more spontaneous, creative, and courageous, even within whatever limitations they are currently experiencing in the world, you know, emotionally, mentally, and all that. But at the same time, it's important to retain some sensitivity and awareness of what's going on around you, how others are feeling, you know. Where we all are right now in the middle of the pandemic, life in general, we all need a reality check. We all need a sense of, you know, coming back to earth. Because, you know, some of us, we could be a dreamer. I know I'm a dreamer. I dream a lot. I do. I really do. So, yeah. And also, you know, I love to talk. So why not do a fucking podcast, you know? But in the long run, I will get more serious about this. Also, I hope that when you guys listen, and hopefully, I know you will, and once again, I hope that you guys take liking towards this, because once again, this is something that I'm really, you know, passionate about. I really want to do this. And also, this podcast is also the only thing that's making me happy right now. Well, it's adding to my happiness, more so. Why would I say it's adding to my happiness? I'm self-aware now. I'm happier. I've learned to let go of things and people that don't serve me. And I'm sure y'all have seen that a lot, heard that a lot. Bitch, these words. What's coming out my mouth? I don't know. I'm so nervous, y'all. Like, look, cut me some slack, okay? First time. Once again, bear with me. So, yeah. I don't know. So excited. But, yeah. You guys. Yeah.